This recording, Brazil 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered it either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a small city called Resende, which is 2 hours driving from Rio. It's a small town, not really small, it's like about 150,000 inhabitants, and it's really nice. I grew up there, I went to school there, I started studying English when I was 6 years old in a private course. Then I took some English course in school, but it was not as good as the private course. So I went to school there until my last year of high school. I came to the United States and I lived in Oklahoma as an exchange student for 6 months, which was a very good experience. I got to improve my English. I got to play tennis on the varsity team. Great experience. I went back to Brazil. Then I went to college there for a year, studying journalism. And then I got a scholarship to come back to the United States, to KU, to study journalism. And now I've been living here for about 2.5, almost 3 years. And I enjoyed it a lot. I made a lot of new friends. I'm part of the Brazilian club. I'm the vice president. We get to organize a lot of cool events and get to meet new people. And I guess it was spending the day at my grandmother's house. After school, I just went there and I just played around and eat a lot of good food. And on the weekends, I just love to be there. And I just play in the street with my cousins, and it was really nice. Ouviram do Ipiranga as margens plácidas de povo heróico o brado retumbante, e o sol da liberdade em raios fúlgidos brilhou do céu da pátria desse instante.